idea. I'm just keeping my focus on the short term, and that's making every day positive. And, you know, I think that'll add up to a good outcome.
Anything you've been doing different to get ready? Anything from OTAs?
No, just pretty much the same progression. Like I said, just trying to approach and attack every day and make it count.
Does this unit have enough with you not in there? I mean, that's 71 catches that they're trying to replace of yours.
Eight touchdowns.
Oh, sure, yeah. You know, there's a lot of good players on the roster every year, you know. And, you know, there's plenty of guys to make plays. We just got to figure out how to play together and work as a team. And, you know, I know the guys are going to do that while they're here.
But, Heath, with you and out for possibly a while and Mike Wallace gone altogether, that's 16 touchdowns. That's a lot of points.
Sure, but
for a team that had trouble sometimes.
Yeah, but, you know, if with Mike gone, and, you know, just creates opportunities for other guys. And there's plenty of capable men in training camps everywhere. You know, it's just about guys earning their opportunities and, you know, what they do when they get them.
How do you think you'll know when it's ready?
I'm not sure. I'm sure it'll be a collective decision made by a lot of people. So, like I said, I try not to think about the big picture too much and just approach every day and try to get better.
Keith, what are you able to do now that you weren't able to do?
I'm pretty much doing the same, you know, just trying to get better at what I was doing. You know, really, minicamp was only a few weeks ago, so it wasn't that long ago. So just, you know, get better and better and feel more comfortable with what I'm doing.
Has it been a really slow? I mean, it seems like it's a slow process. Does it seem like it's dragging to you? For you to make considerable progress in any area?
Well, like I said,
how do you feel about it? Just
try to maintain my focus on the short term and make progress every day. You know, and not think about the big picture. You know, like I said, that'll add up to a good outcome, whenever that may be.
You really haven't missed a lot of time. Is that going to be a difficult thing, sitting back and waiting, watching these guys practice, watching these guys play?
Well, I don't think it's easy for anyone to sit around and watch. You know, it's kind of what we love to do, and, you know, it's why we're here, is to be out there playing and being a part of the team. So it's never easy for anyone to sit to the side and watch, and, you know, I'm sure I'll find that out.
Will you be working out, like, on the third field during practice, like the players usually do?
I'm not sure. You know, I'm just going to do whatever Coach and John tells me to do. I know what time I'm showing up this afternoon, so we'll see what they got in store for me.
How far along are you in your rehab?
Well, I'm 7 months, I guess, post-surgery.
Are you running? Are you back on the field running?
Sure, yeah.
Yeah, and cutting?
Yeah.
I mean, do you feel like the season is, you know, the start of the season is a possibility? I mean,
well, like I said earlier, you know, I'm just approaching each day. I'm keeping my mind short-sighted and trying to get better each day. And, you know, I know Coach will make that decision. He may be able to give a better answer to that question.
You said 7 months. Is that ahead of schedule, on schedule?
7 months post-surgery, yeah. You know, I'm just trying to do approach every day, whatever they ask me to do every day, and try to do it to the best of my ability and, you know, make it a positive day. A couple
tight ends on pup. You got enough at the position in the interim?
I don't know. Hopefully, you have to ask. You're asking the wrong guy. we got a really good room, to be honest. The four guys that are going to be working are really sharp, and, you know, Matt's played here. He's played in the league a long time. We know he's more than capable. Paulson did a great job. Jamie McCoy's been around here a while. He knows he's a really good player. And, you know, our new guy, Pete, he's sharp. So I'm excited to see what he can do when we get the pads on. So we're going to be okay.
Did you think David Johnson was kind of coming along in that kind of hybrid role the year before he got hurt? It seemed like he made a big jump.
Yeah, well, DJ's a really good player, and I'm excited to see him back on the field and healthy this year, and you know, see what he's going to be able to do.
When you are cutting, I mean, do you feel the old burst back, or is it still just a day by day thing where it gets better each day?
Well, obviously, it's a work in progress. And like I said, I'm just trying to approach every day and make progress each and every day.
Working out twice a day.